In like manner, we're saved by his mercies as well. You know, the Bible says, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing and renewing of the Holy Ghost, the Bible tells us. You know, what we do deserve is hell. What we do deserve is to perish forever in a place called hell and the lake of fire. But God extended his mercy to us through Jesus Christ. And when we got saved, we didn't get that payment. We didn't get that punishment, excuse me. We didn't receive that just punishment that we deserve. We're saved by both. And you know, if you've been saved for any length of time, if you read the Bible, you know that God is gracious with his people, right? I think of the verse in Psalm 103, verse 8, it says, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities, the Bible says. So what is the Bible telling us? You know, we're not getting what we deserve. If God really just came down upon us and punished us for every single little thing that we've done, every single sin that we've committed, I mean, we would just be completely decimated. Our lives would be completely destroyed. But you know why we're not consumed? Well, the Bible says that his mercies are new every day. Right. And it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, the Bible says. Yeah, okay. Right. He goes on to say, for as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Amen. And amen to that.
Right.
You know, just as we have compassion for our children, we pity our children, even when they don't obey us, even though, you know, they may not meet our expectations to a certain extent, we still have pity upon them. And in like manner, God says, just as you have pity upon your children, I have pity upon you.
Right.
He understands that we're frail. He understands that we're weak, that we make mistakes. The Bible even goes on to say, for he knoweth our frame, and he remembereth that we are dust.